Attached to my web pistol belt, I carried a pouch containing a combat dressing, two canteens, a pouch with two 15-round carbine magazines, clips we called them, and a fine brass compass in a waterproof case. My K-bar hung in its leather sheath on my right side. Hooked over the belt by its spoon handle, I carried a grenade. I also had a heavy-bladed knife, similar to a meat cleaver, that my dad had sent me. I used this to chop through the wire braces wrapped around the stout crates of 60-millimeter mortar shells. On the stock of my carbine, I fastened an ammo pouch with two extra clips. I carried no bayonet, because the model carbine I had lacked a bayonet lug. Onto the outside of my pack, I hooked my entrenching tool in its canvas cover. The tool proved useless on Peleliu because of the hard coral. All officers and men dressed much the same. The main differences among us were in the type of web belt worn and the individual weapon carried. We tried to appear unconcerned and talked about anything but the war. Some wrote last letters. "What are you going to do after the war, Sledgehammer?" asked a buddy sitting across from me. He was an extremely intelligent and intellectually active young man. "I don't know, Oswald. What are you planning to do?" "I want to be a brain surgeon. The human brain is an incredible thing. It fascinates me," he replied. But he didn't survive Peleliu to realize his ambition. Slowly, the conversations trailed off, and the men hit the sack. It was hard to sleep that night. I thought of home, my parents, my friends, and whether I would do my duty, be wounded and disabled, or be killed. I concluded that it was impossible for me to be killed, because God loved me. Then I told myself that God loved us all, and that many would die or be ruined physically or mentally, or both, by the next morning, and in the days following. My heart pounded, and I broke out in a cold sweat. Finally, I called myself a damned coward, and eventually fell asleep, saying the Lord's Prayer to myself. D-Day, 15 September, 1944. I seemed to have slept only a short time when an NCO came into the compartment saying, "Okay, you guys, hit the deck." I felt the ship had slowed and almost stopped. If only I could hold back the hands of the clock, I thought. It was pitch dark with no lights topside. We tumbled out, dressed and shaved, and got ready for chow. Steak and eggs, a 1st Marine Division tradition, honoring a culinary combination learned from the Australians. Neither the steak nor the eggs was very palatable, though. My stomach was tied in knots.